This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump showed up on Monday for the first day of his civil trial in New York, where he's accused of inflating his business holdings. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Wearing his trademark blue suit, Donald Trump sat front and center, surrounded by his lawyers, as opening statements went on. Before entering the courtroom, he called the case a witch hunt.
It's a scam, it's a sham.
And pushes back at charges he deceived banks and insurers by inflating his wealth. Before trial, New York Attorney General Letitia James said Donald Trump committed fraud.
No matter how powerful you are, no matter how much money you think you may have, no one is above the law.
In pretrial, the judge already ruled Trump committed fraud in his business dealings. The judge will decide on other claims in the lawsuit. In this type of case, the right to a jury is waived. Julie Walker, New York.
The UN Security Council has voted to send a multinational force to Haiti, led by Kenya, to help combat violent gangs in the troubled country. The resolution, drafted by the U.S., was approved Monday with 13 votes in favor and two abstentions from Russia and China. The resolution authorized the force to deploy for 1 year with a review after 9 months. Scientists Catalin Carrico and Drew Weissman won the 2023 Nobel Prize in Medicine for discoveries enabling the development of COVID-19 vaccines, the award-giving body said on Monday. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus congratulated them.
Today is a great day for health, a great day for science, and a great day for vaccines. I offer my warmest congratulations to Dr. Catalin Carrico and Dr. Drew Weissman